going to the substance, or starting at the point of substance, we're talking about five programs primarily when we speak about health-based programs. These are the five. Medicare is not listed first, but it happens to be the largest of the funding programs for which for AAC device or speech generating device funding. It came into the list pretty much on January 1st, 2001, which was when Medicare put into effect a set of guidance that supports communication device funding. Previously to that, it had guidance that excluded them. So they reversed their position, and in the 4 years that they've been in operation, Medicare has become the single largest funding source for communication devices. Medicaid, particularly New York Medicaid, is at the opposite end, in terms of time. New York Medicaid was one of the first funding programs to agree that communication devices were covered. That occurred shortly after communication devices themselves came into existence. The New York policy and initial policy went into effect in 1980, so it's now 25 years of coverage and funding. And New York Medicaid had been the largest single funding source for communication devices in the country for many, many years. And then in 2001, it assumed second place as Medicare eclipsed it. But New York Medicaid is the largest of the Medicaid programs and the second largest overall. For each of these programs, and the reason why we can talk about all of them as a group, is that your role is the same and the way they approach the questions of what they will cover is the same. We'll talk about that in a minute. But your responsibility is to conduct an assessment and to prepare a report. And the report will follow an outline that the programs themselves require, and we'll talk about what those elements are and how you're able to insert vocabulary, sentences, findings in it that will support the ultimate decision to support the person being able to get a device. How do you communicate with funding programs? I've already mentioned that you communicate with them in writing. The other way is that there's an awful lot of back and forth that occurs on a telephone with funding program staff. And your ability to recount the essential elements, the key points, the key principles that guide your work and that guide the funding process will make your ability to persuade them that a yes decision to the funding question is the appropriate one and should be answered. The next slide that I'll put up is to start off with what you shouldn't say, and then we'll go through all of what you should.